Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the latest twist to a tale that has captivated the Shiba world and beyond, inquiring minds have turned their attention to the pressing issue that has been stirring debates across Barkington Square's cyber dog parks. Whose bark resonates louder? Following the trail blazed by feisty debaters like Miss Furry Fierce and Master Woofington, this question has tickled the whiskers of every Shiba Inu from the humblest pup to the most decorated elder of the pack. Despite the rise in popularity of the debate scene reported yesterday, or should we say, rebarked, in the article Furry Philosophers, The Shiba Art of Debate Goes Global, much is left unsaid, or rather, unabarked, in these dynamic discussions. The heart of the matter lies in the essence of a Shiba's bark. Is it the volume that demonstrates formidable canine intellect, or the resonance, the implicit meanings and meme magic behind the woof that stirs the soul of every four-legged and two-legged follower of these grand orations? According to Professor Snoutsky, a leading figure in barkology, the question is not who can bark the loudest, but who can inspire movements with a whisper of a woof. His perspective suggests that the power of a bark is in its ability to resonate on the bark chain, sparking inspired memes and virtual howls across the globe. At Barkington Square, the atmosphere is electric, or shall we say e-static, as pups of all ages argue with playful growls and scholarly sniffs. Some claim it is Miss Furry Fierce's bark that reverberates profoundly, citing her recent Bark TED talk that woofed through the speakers and straight into the hearts of her audience. Others argue that Master Woofington's baritone vibrations are the ones that truly echo through the annals of meme history. The debates themselves are a spectacle, with Shibas donning their finest collars and tapping into their canine charisma. Their expressive ears, their meticulously cultivated fur, and their tails that narrate stories with every curl create a truly captivating event. Yet, what truly captivates the audience is not merely the style, but the substance. As these philosophical pooches cover a range of topics from the ethics of chasing one's own tail to deep dives into the philosophy of the good snack, the variance in pitches and pauses during their bark-offs creates a new kind of symphony. Will there ever be a consensus? Unlikely. The thrill lies within the debate itself. Each Shiba's bark, unique in its tenor and timbre, demonstrates the diversity of thought and perspective. Whether or not one bark truly resonates louder may never be resolved, but as Professor Snoutsky quipped, we may never find the loudest bark, but we've certainly discovered the most meme-worthy. And to that, we can all lift our paws in agreeance. As we watch another day unfold in this barking-mad society, it becomes clear that the art of debate will continue to evolve with each sunrise and set, inspiring future generations of Shibas to take to the podium, or in this case, the poofy bed, with a determination to make their mark, or rather, to bark their part. Even now, young Shiba Inus across the nation are honing their barks in backyards and lounge rooms, hoping to one day resonate through the very fiber of the internet, becoming the next viral pup phenomenon. We can only wag in eager anticipation of the future memes and debates that will emerge from this incredible subwoofer. Whose bark resonates louder? The debate continues to echo,